the Church d'Affaires of the Vatican Embassy in South Sudan, Monsignor Ainut Paul Isratajaj, said yesterday Pope Francis will visit the Democratic Republic of the Congo and South Sudan earlier next year.
Accepting the invitation of their respective heads of state and bishops, His Holiness Pope Francis will make the announced apostolic journey to the Democratic Republic of Congo from 31st January to 3rd February 2023, visiting the city of Kinshasa, and together with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, the ecumenical pilgrimage of peace to Juba, South Sudan, from 3rd to 5th February next year.
It will be the first papal visit to South Sudan, the world's newest country. The Vatican says the trip will include a visit with representatives from the charitable organizations in the DRC and in South Sudan, a meeting with internally displaced persons, and an incommunicable prayer service. Barnaba Marial Benjamin, South Sudan's presidential affairs minister, welcomes the announcement, saying the Pope will be coming at a time when the South Sudanese people need support for peace, spiritual issues, and humanitarian assistance.
First, on behalf of the President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, his government, and the people of South Sudan, including our Christian population and other religious citizenry of the Republic of South Sudan, we are extremely delighted that at last His Holiness the Pope has now officially announced to our people in South Sudan that he is going to be here. This is great news for the government and for the people of South Sudan.
Zakaria Ibul, a Roman Catholic in Juba, says he is glad Pope Francis is willing to fly to Juba despite his health challenges. Ibul says he hopes the Vatican doesn't postpone the visit again, saying South Sudanese desperately need the Holy Father's blessings.
We are very grateful and we are very happy and we are very looking forward for him to come. And we are very thankful to the Almighty God for having given him the opportunity after the first one was failed to come and pray with us in our beloved country, South Sudan, which needs more blessings from the high people of God, like him, the Pope. I wish him excellent health, and I wish him better health, and I wish him very, very excellent health, so that his coming again will not be postponed.
In a dramatic gesture during a 2019 retreat at the Vatican with South Sudanese leaders, Pope Francis knelt and kissed the feet of President Salva Kiir and former rebel leader, First Vice President Riek Machar. He urged both of them not to return South Sudan to civil war. Ibul says he hopes the Pope's visit will change minds and hearts in South Sudan.
When we open our hearts quite clean and open and forgive each other, I am sure change will come to South Sudan, because when God is with us, nobody is against us. And God is everything, and He has the power and the authority and the ability to change things, because He is our God and He is the God who gives us life.
Boliai says even though he longs to see the Pope come to South Sudan, he doesn't expect much change because the pontiff has already talked and prayed with the country's leaders.
We expect no much from his visitation, because Pope met President Kiir, Rebecca Nyandeng, and Riek Machar, and they promised to make some changes, and nothing else but materialize. After, as he's going to come, I expect him just to come and make a visit to his fellow Christian, but nothing much will come from him. People are not respecting religious people in South Sudan yet.
In South Sudan, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenfields, will join the Pope for a series of events. They will include meetings in Juba's Freedom Hall with people displaced by famine and violence, and a prayer service at the John Garang Mausoleum, the tomb of the leader of the Sudanese People's Liberation Army, whose movement led to the foundation of South Sudan in 2011, 6 years after his death. Pope Francis will celebrate Mass at the Mausoleum on the morning of February 5th. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.